Blog Talk Radio.
Once again, praise ye the Lord.
Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Woo! Lord, I thank God for another opportunity to yet be in the land of the living. I thank him for another wonderful opportunity to come on Blog Talk Radio and minister to you on this second day in the year of 2013. My soul is rejoicing. My soul is happy. My soul is free. My soul is alive. My soul is revived. And I feel like going on. The songwriter saying, I feel like going on. I ain't no way tired. Ah, hallelujah. Yes, I've gotten tired somewhere along this journey. But I tell you, I feel like running on. I feel like going and conquering everything that God has there for me to conquer. I feel like an overcomer today. Hallelujah. And I feel like I'm more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. Oh, I love him this morning. I don't know about you, but he's done some wonderful things in my life. And for that, I give him glory. For that, I give him praise. For that, I magnify the name of the Lord. Woo, glory. I say Happy New Year to you. Hallelujah. We thank all of our listeners, all of our audience, and all of our callers that call in and support. We thank you for your contributions. We thank you for calling in. We thank you for going into the archives. We thank you for coming in the chat room. Oh, you can be many places at this hour. But we thank you for tuning in and listening to A Time of Reflection with New Destiny Ministries. We're on the air Monday through Sunday. That's right, Monday through Sunday. We're on Monday through Friday at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 3 o'clock p.m. Central Time, and that is 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Friday. Our call-in number is area code 858-683-1334. We also have a new segment that airs on Saturday morning at 5 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and that's 7 o'clock Central Time, and that's 8 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the host for that broadcast is none other than Minister Billy Burns, a dear good friend of mine, a woman that loved the Lord. And this segment is called They Overcame. And if you have a powerful testimony where you know God and it was God alone that delivered you, it was God and God alone that spared your life, it was God and God alone that came to your rescue, she wants you to come on Saturday morning and share that testimony with our audience. Share that testimony with the world about what a God that we serve can do. Amen. And on Sunday morning, we air at 7 o'clock a.m. We come on the line and have 30 minutes of corporate prayer, getting you ready to go into your many respected houses of prayer where you can lift up the name of Jesus. You can bring the Lord with you when you enter into the house of the Lord. Oh, we bless the, we bless the Lord today. And we give him glory and we give him thanks for what he's doing. We thank him for being a righteous God. We thank him for being a delivering God. We thank God for being who he is. Amen. And we're going to open up with the word of prayer on today. Lord God, we come before you boldly. Hallelujah. We come before you boldly today with a humble spirit, Lord God, and a heart, hallelujah, a heart to seek you. Lord, we come asking you to bless us on this broadcast. Bless all our audience on today. Bless our listeners that may be listening live on the internet and those that may come into the chat room and even those that will come on the archives a little bit later in the day or in the week, Lord God. Let a word be said that would encourage them. Let a word be said that would inspire them. Let a word be said that would enrich and enhance and empower them to pursue their destiny in Christ Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for another wonderful opportunity to be in the land of the living. Lord God, we thank you for having us, giving us, hallelujah, some renewed mercies. For we know your mercies are renewed every morning. Oh, God, we thank you for some didn't cross over this year. Some wasn't able to see the new year. But we thankful that you had mercy upon us and you granted us an opportunity to yet be in the land of the living. Lord God, we thank you for our children on today. We thank you for our grandchildren. We thank you for our parents on today, our mothers and our fathers. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God, for all of our extended family members. We thank you for our wives and our husbands. Oh, God, we thank you for everybody that you put in our path, Lord God. We thank you for our leaders, our bishops, our apostles, our prophets and prophetesses, ministers and evangelists. We thank you for our sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. Oh, God, we're asking you to give us strength this year. Oh, God, give us a mind to seek you like never before. Give us a mind to fast. Give us a mind to push back the plays. Give us a mind to deny ourselves and pick up our cross and follow you, God. Give us a mind, Lord God, to think on the things of others more highly than we do ourselves. Give us a mind, Lord God, to love without any dissimulation. Give us a mind to be obedient, obedient to your will, obedient to your call. Give us a mind, God, a mind like Jesus. Give us a mind to trust in you. Give us a mind to seek your face. Give us a mind to turn from our wicked ways. Give us a mind, Jesus, a mind to be about your business, a mind to work while it's day. For you say the night coming when no man can work. Give us a mind today, God, to remember from whence we come. Give us a mind, Lord God, to know that you are a healer and you are a deliverer. Give us a mind, God, to not walk in pride. Give us a mind to not walk in all things of what we think should be. But give us a mind of Christ. A mind of Christ, Lord God. Give us a mind to be more concerned about our neighbors. Give us a mind, Lord God, to pursue the things of you. Oh God, help us not to be discouraged. Oh, but encourage us, Lord God. Remember those that lost loved ones on this past year. Oh, God, you are a God that can comfort us. You are God, hallelujah, that knows everything about us. Oh, comfort those parents in Newtown, Connecticut, Lord God, and all of those that have lost family members. Remember evangelist Michael Johnson. Remember him and his family, Lord God. He lost his father, God. Oh, God, oh, God, go to him right now, God, and dry every tear, Lord God. Oh, God, comfort their heart, Lord God. Remember our president. Oh, Jesus. Remember as they're trying to get the budget together for the nation, Lord God. Oh, remember our troops, Lord God. Remember the military, Lord God. Remember our doctors. Remember our policemen. Remember our attorneys and our judges. Remember our teachers. Remember our dentists, Lord God. Oh, God, oh, God, if there ever was a time when the saints should come together, it is now, God. Remember all of our pastors, all of the shepherds that you have given charge over us, Lord God. Remember the visionaries, Lord God. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, for some great things from you this year, Lord God. We're expecting the greater. We're not expecting anything lesser, but the great God. For you are a God that is great, and you're greatly to be praised. You are a God of excellence, and help us to work with a mind of excellence in everything we say and do. Let it be done with the spirit of excellence. Oh, we bless you, Lord God, for being an excellent God. We bless you, Lord Jesus, for being our all in all, God. We thank you, Lord God, for when our heart is overwhelmed, lead us to that rock that is higher than God. Oh, God, help us. Help us not to get weary in well-doing. Lord God, remember Evangelist Sharon Phillip on this morning. Go to her home right now, God, wherever she's at, Lord God. Touch her heart, Lord God. Encourage her, Lord God. Let her know that you have a record. Hallelujah. Your record is immaculate. Oh, help her to know, Lord God, that all of her labor, it wasn't in vain. Hallelujah. Help her to know, God, that you're the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore, and you don't change. Help her to be strong, Lord God. Help her to stand firm in what you have given her to do. Oh, God, remember Pastor Adams this season. Oh, remember him, Lord God. Remember the Circle of Love family, Lord God. Remember the work that they're doing. All in your Jesus, speaking up everything that's not like you, God. Remember First Lady Carol. Oh, God, touch her right now, God. Touch her body. Touch her mind, Lord God. Encourage our heart, Lord God. Remember our children. Remember our daughter, Lord God. All of our daughters, Lord God, remember them in a mighty way, God. Oh, we bless you for every evangelist that come on this line. Thank you for Evangelist Kinnaman. Thank you for Evangelist Ruth Tiller. Thank you for Evangelist Joshua. Thank you for Minister Tillman, Evangelist Caldwell, oh, God, Evangelist Doris, Evangelist Kalu, God, remember Minister Tillman, oh, God, we bless you today, God, we thank you, Lord God, for Prophet Addison, thank you for Bishop Samuel Mahayabi, thank you for Bishop James, oh, we bless you for everyone that you blessed to be on this broadcast. We thank you for the word that's able to go out 24/7. We thank you for being able to be on this broadcast 7 days a week, ministering the gospel of Jesus Christ. Oh, we thank you, Lord God, and we give you praise. We give you glory, God. Oh, God, you're so wonderful. You're so kind, God. There's none like you. We can search the whole earth over, and we won't find nobody like you. We won't find a forgiving God. We won't find a long-suffering God. We won't find a God of patience. We won't find a God of joy. We won't find a God of gentleness, meekness, or kindness. Oh, God, we bless you. Help us, Lord God, to let these fruits be manifested in our lives. Oh, for it's all for your glory, God. Not our glory, but your glory. Oh, we bless you today, God. We give you praise. Oh, God, you're a great God. You're a great God. I am the most high. And we owe you our life. We owe you our life, Lord God. And as long as I have breath in my body, I will praise you. As long as I have strength, oh, God, I'm saying I'm one of the ones that's saying, send me, Lord. Send me, Jesus. I'll go. I'm one of the ones that's saying yes, Lord. Help us to say yes to you this year. Help us to say yes to you this year. No resolutions, no revolutions, but whatever your will is for our life, Lord God, help us to implement it. Help us to apply every principle that you have given us in your word. Oh, we bless you for it, Jesus. We give you glory today. Oh, we bless you today. Thank God, thank God, thank God. See Evangelist Kinnaman on the line today. We've been praying for you, Evangelist Kinnaman. We've been praying for you, and we certainly miss you on the broadcast. And I know there comes a time in our lives where we get busy with family problems and situations and challenges and issues that we have to work out. And that's life. That's life. Life comes with all of these issues. It comes with challenges. It comes with situations. Hallelujah. But those that love the Lord, he said, they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as an eagle. They shall run and not be weary. And they should walk and not faint. We praise God for you today, Evangelist Kinnaman. We thank God for Evangelist Lucilla. We see her with us on today, and we praise God for her today. Oh, God, we're talking this year as we go into this new year. We began on Friday. Hallelujah. We began on Friday talking about, is Jesus enough? Is Jesus enough? That's a question to our audience today. That's a question to our listeners today. Is Jesus enough? And Evangelist Lucilla, as I begin to just think about this, hallelujah, I know you weren't able to go forth as you would have liked to because we had two speakers on Friday. Hallelujah. But you know what? Was that Friday? No, that was Monday. I'm sorry. God forgive me. That was Monday, December the 31st. Amen. The last day of the new year. And I thought it would be very appropriate to have Minister Michael on, Michael Lewis, because he was the one that came and tested this Blog Talk Radio out with me in December of 2011. And as I reflected and looked back, God, I bless you. As I reflected and looked back, I was looking at our program from our conference, and in the welcome, the official welcome that I did for the to the people, I had that we were commemorating 1 year anniversary. And we were commemorating 1 year on the Blog Talk Radio Network. And I said we had impacted over 13,000 souls. But I didn't know that those 13,000 only applied to about 5 or 6 months of listeners. And as I began to pull up my log sheet from Blog Talk Radio, and I went back to December 2011 when we first did the broadcast all the way up until December 31st, we had over 24,000 listeners on the archive, those that called in, and even those that listened live on the internet, over 24,000 souls. So I want you all to know, all of our speakers that have an opportunity to come on and speak on this radio broadcast, you're just not speaking to those that call in to listen on the line and participate in the live broadcast. You are reaching the masses. So when you speak on this line, please discern that you're speaking to God's people. You're speaking to a broad world. You're not just speaking to us three that's on the line right now. But the Lord let me know that people are surfing the internet all time of night. Every hour somebody's on this internet surfing. Every hour somebody's contemplating suicide, Evangelist Kinnaman. Every hour somebody's looking for an encouraging word. Every hour somebody's looking for a transforming word. They're looking for encouragement. People are discouraged. People are depressed and suppressed and oppressed. And we don't want any of those presses to be on our life this year. We want the press of the Lord to be evident in our lives. So that's why the Lord gave me this destiny focus for this week. And it is titled, Is Jesus Enough? Is Jesus Enough? And I want to ask you all that today. And we're going to get into some discussion today because I don't want to be the one to monopolize the whole show. But I want your input, and I want you to think. And God don't just give us these subject matters for naught. Every subject matter, I think, is pertinent and it's imperative and is important. It's very critical for the body of Christ because we need to know what the Lord is saying to us in each and every hour. But we need to get into this Bible ourselves and learn it for ourselves. And that way when somebody comes and speaks something other than what's in this word, you can say, you don't have to argue with them. The Bible says agree with your adversary quickly. But you can know one thing, that they're not going to hinder you. They're not going to distort your views and your philosophy and what your biblical convictions are. Amen. You have to search these scriptures for yourself, for in them you think you have eternal life. Amen. I would like to just invite each and every one of our listeners to participate in this 21-day fast we are about to embark upon. And we will begin this fast on this coming Sunday, January the 6th. January the 6th. And we're going 21 days. 21 days. So on the 27th, we'll complete that 21 days. There's some that may go beyond that. And what we want to share with you, we want during this 21-day fast, we're going to do one meal a day. One meal a day. But I would like for those that are going to participate to eliminate any sugar, sweets, candy, chocolate out of your diet. Try to absorb fruits and vegetables, and many of the fruits are sweet also. So if we can just take that sugar out of our diet and all of that bread and that starches, and let's get some vegetables, let's get some greenery in and leafy vegetables down in our system and eat. We're going one meal a day, liquids. Excuse me, let's try to drink a lot of water, a lot of water and a lot of vegetables. And if you can do fish, if you can do fish for your meal, and some days you may not want fish and you may just want all salads and what have you, but we don't want no fried foods, no fried foods on this 21-day fast. If you got to boil it, or bacon, no fried food, none of this greasy stuff, pizzas and all this stuff. We don't need any of that in this 21-day fast. And what I'd like you to do, if you can dedicate 1 hour, 1 hour in that 24-hour period, every day, give the Lord 1 hour and read. And in that 1 hour, if you can pray also in that 1 hour. Now, some may go, I plan to do 1 hour of reading my Bible and then 1 hour of prayer. And you can mix it up as you choose. But as long as you stay focused, Stay focused on the task. Remember, the Bible says some things come out, Jesus told his disciples, by fasting and praying. So when you're in this fast mode, you're not going to be able to participate in all of the activities that we normally participate in. Because when you begin to fast, your body becomes weak and it breaks down your immune system. But if you can keep yourself hydrated with water and vegetables, eat one solid meal a day. If you can do that, and that will sustain us. Some people go without no meals. Then some go without even liquids. They don't drink and they don't eat anything. But we're not going to do that. Okay, we're going to do our liquids and one meal a day. And as the Lord bless us this year, I'm looking to do a two-day retreat. That's what I want to do, a two-day retreat with the women and the men of God, not just the women, but we want to include some men. The men got to come forward this year. They got to come forward. They got to stand with us. You know, the women have carried a lot of the weight. And as always, we're always the first partakers. We're always the first participants. But God wants to do something special for the men this year. So we want to include them in what we're doing on this year. Amen. So we're going to get into the word a little bit today. And I'd like to invite you to go with us to Matthew chapter 6. And then I'm going to open up the line to Evangelist Kinnaman and also to Evangelist Drusilla. Amen. But I thought it would be very nice as I begin to look, my reference scripture was Matthew 6, 33. But in the midst of that, the Lord had me to go to 2 Peter. And let's just go to that one before we do Matthew. 2 Peter, the first chapter. And we'll read, let's start at the first verse. We have a few minutes. Simon Peter, servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained life precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature. See, God wants us to be partakers, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, Peter says, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things, Jesus is saying, the Apostle Peter is telling them, if you lack these things, then you are blind and cannot see afar off and have forgotten that you were purged from his old sins. So we have to remember that we have been purged of our old sins. And this year, we have to add to our faith. We just can't say, I have faith. Faith alone won't get it. The James said, faith without works is dead. So we got to add to this year. And that's what the Lord is telling us. When he asks the question, he says, is Jesus enough? Am I enough? Is faith alone enough? No. And when we begin to look at that word, enough, 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 what the word mean? It means, when I looked in the dictionary, it said adequate for the want or need, sufficient for the purpose or to satisfy the desire, adequate quantity or number, fully or quite. So we have to be fully prepared. We have to have adequate sufficiency for to get the job done. Adequate. And that word adequate, what does that mean? Well, we can't say enough means to be adequately supplied. What does the word adequate mean? Adequate says as much or as good as necessary for some requirement or purpose. So there has to be a purpose. There has to be some requirement. There has to be something fully to satisfy our desire and our quest and our need. So is Jesus enough? Is he giving us enough? Is he enough to sustain us? Is his word sufficient enough to keep us? I'm reminded of Paul, the Apostle Paul. He had a thorn in his flesh, and he prayed and he sought the Lord thrice, and he said, Lord, remove this from me. If it be thy will, remove it from me, Lord. And I'm just paraphrasing a little bit. And the Lord told Paul, he said, my grace is sufficient. So in other words, I'm giving you grace to go through that. I'm giving you grace with that thorn that's in your side. He said, if I remove the thorn, evangelist, gentlemen, you might become proud. You might become arrogant. You may become high and lifted up. So therefore, I have to keep this in you because I want you to be humble, Paul. I want you to do the work of the ministry. I don't want you to get the big head. I don't want you to get puffed up and think because you operate in everything that everything is done by you. I want you to remember that I am the one that stopped you from persecuting the Christians. I am the one that blinded you when you were on the road to Damascus. I am the one that spoke out of the cloud or wherever I was and said to you, Saul, why persecutest thou me? I am the one that cleaned you up and filled you with the gift of the Holy Ghost. I am the one that built you up, Paul. I'm the one that when you were shipwrecked, I was there for you. I was the one that had you, allowed you to go before King Agrippa, and you almost persuaded King Agrippa. I am the one, Paul. Don't you ever forget that. So that thorn is there for a purpose. That thorn is there is as a cross for you to remember the cross. Remember where I died. Remember where I bled. Remember where I was whipped with 40 stripes. Oh, I want you to remember my debt. I want you to remember my burial. I want you to remember my resurrection. So Jesus is saying to us today, am I enough? Am I enough? Have I done enough for you? Have I done enough when I supplied you with all your needs? Have I done enough when my blood covered your home? Have I done enough when my blood covered your children as they were in school, as they slept at night? I didn't allow nobody to come in the window and violate your girls and violate your sons. I didn't allow anybody to come near when they were in car accidents. I spared their life when they went to prison. I brought them back home untouched, not violated. Oh, I'm the one, Paul. I'm the one, Evangelist Kinnaman. I'm the one, Evangelist Priscilla. I'm the one, Dawn. I'm the one that give you strength to rise every day. I'm the one that bring everything together. I'm the one that put food on your table. I'm the one that pay your bills every month. I am the one. I am the supplier. And I don't want you to ever forget that my grace is sufficient. God said, am I enough? He says, I'm enough. Am I enough? Am I enough? Am I enough? I'm asking the question this year. Is Jesus enough? Is he enough? And if he's not enough, then you need to seek him more diligently. You need to get back and go back to the drawing board. You need to go back to where you used to meet him every day for 5 o'clock a.m. prayer. You need to go back to where you fasted for 2 or 3 days and didn't eat a thing, didn't swallow nothing, didn't put nothing in your mouth. You need to go back and remember whence I brought you from. You need to remember when you were a sinner. Hallelujah, I pulled you out the pit. You need to remember. Hallelujah, how you was messed up, how you was on drugs, how you were a cutthroat, you were a liar, you were a thief, you were a murderer, and I delivered you from all of that, and I cleaned you up and gave you a new name. I made you Evangelist Dorothy Kinnaman. I made you Evangelist Lucilla Williams. I made you Sister Dawn Bernard. I made you Sister Adrian Bernard. I'm the one. Don't ever forget. My grace is sufficient. Oh, I am enough. I am enough for you. He said, I'll be your bread. Hallelujah, and I'll be water in a dry land. Oh, God is enough today. He is enough. Jesus is enough. Oh, I bless him today, and I thank him for his goodness. I thank him for his kindness. Oh, he's enough. He's enough. He's everything that you need him to be. All you have to do is call on him. All you have to do is petition him. He said, make your request known unto me. Hallelujah. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He said, take my yoke upon me and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is lighter. Oh, take it upon you. We got to know that God that we serve, he is fully capable of delivering us. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus has already paid the price. All we got to do is walk in humility. All we got to do is walk in victory. All we got to do is walk in solitude. Oh, God is a good God. Oh, if I had First Lady Adams on this, I would have had a minister who wouldn't serve a God like this. Who wouldn't serve a God like this? Hallelujah. We've never witnessed the Red Sea being parted, but the children of Israel can attest to. He allowed them to walk through on dry ground. Who wouldn't serve a God like this? He delivered Daniel out of the lion's den. Who wouldn't serve a God like this? He brought the 3 Hebrew boys out of the fiery furnace. He stepped in with them. Hallelujah. God will step into your situation, but you have to make him first. This is the second day in the new year. What are you going to do for Christ? He's asking a question. Have I done enough for you? Oh, I sent my son to die on Calvary's cross. Isn't that enough? Isn't that enough? Hallelujah. He said, I raised the dead. I healed the sick. Isn't that enough? Isn't that enough? Oh, I bless him today. I thank him because Jesus, he is enough. Jesus, he is enough. Jesus, he is enough. Oh, I bless him today. I thank him as I begin to just think on this new year and thinking about my daughter's been dead for 14 years. And this coming March, she would be marking her 40th birthday. And I began to call, as I began to think about it, on New Year's, I called my niece. And my niece and my daughter grew up together. Their birthdays are 2 months apart. My niece is born January the 16th, 1973. And my daughter's birthday is March the 17th, 1973. They grew up, my sister Dawn, that's her daughter, that comes on the line diligently. Then she had her baby in January, and I had my daughter in March. And Nadia and Kawana grew up together. We would dress them alike. They were, you know, Nadia, my daughter had a head full of hair, but Nadia was born with a bald head. But she has beautiful hair today. Hallelujah. And I just was reminiscing on that and thinking about them. And I have pictures of them when they were little girls. And, you know, I was out there in the world, and, you know, we lived the dress. And, you know, you got money coming in every which way, the wrong way. Hallelujah. You just living a life. And I thought about that, and I said, my Lord. And I called my niece, and I said, well, how does it feel? I said, you about to embark upon another chapter in your life. You're about to hit the big pole. And she said, you know, she really hadn't given it any thought, but she said it's a little scary. It's a little scary, but, hey, I will be 40. Amen. So we just bless the Lord. You know, it's good to reminisce. It's good to go back and thank God for what he has done in your life. You know, and my niece has been a good girl. She's been a good daughter. You know, she had a little moments where her and her mother go through some things sometimes. But overall, she's been a model daughter. And I can say that she never got out there and ripped and ran the streets and never got into all kind of difficulties, never got in trouble with the law. She's always been respectful, and she's always been a young lady that tried to take care of her business. And the Lord blessed her. You know, she had been trying to have a child, and the Lord blessed her, and she had a little girl, and this little girl will be turning 2 years old. So she waited till she was 38 years old, and the Lord blessed her with that child. But you know what? The doctors had predicted that she could never have a child. But I'm telling you, if you sincere in what you do, and you sincere in your belief in God, what man say no to, God will say yes to. So her baby, she'll be celebrating her second birthday on the 5th of this month. And I'm just so happy for her, because she sincerely desired a baby. And, you know, as you get up in age, and your cousins and your brothers and your sisters have had children, and you're left without a seed, that can disturb you a little bit. So I'm just so happy for she and her husband, and just thank the Lord for them and everything that God is doing in their life. So I'm going to go to Evangelist Kinnaman right now, and then I'm going to go to Evangelist Brucilla. And I just thank God for this woman of God. Evangelist Kinnaman has been a big contributor and a supporter and a participant of this broadcast. She has spoken on many, many occasions on this broadcast down through the inception. She wasn't there at the very month that we began, but I think she came on like maybe the first or second month after we initiated, after this broadcast was conceived. And we thank God for her, and she has certainly blessed us, and she called us from time to time and let us know that she's praying for me and praying for my family and praying for the other ministers that come on the line. And we certainly appreciate you, Evangelist Kinnaman, and I have not got that certificate of appreciation in the mail to you, but I promise you that it will be in the mail this week to you. And we just want you to know that we love you, and you are certainly a part of this ministry broadcast, this radio blog talk broadcast that the Lord has blessed us to have. So God bless you, Evangelist Kinnaman.
Yes, praise God. God is good all the time. I thank God for being everything I need. He's everything I need. And now, you know, it's that I don't have to go outside of Christ to find anything, because he's everything to me. And I just praise God for everyone on the line, and I just thank God for his holiness. I thank God for who he is. I thank God for everything. And I just praise God for just knowing him as my personal Savior. Nobody can tell me, do I know him? Yes, I do know Jesus for myself. And I really love the Lord with all my heart, my soul, my mind, and strength. And as Evangelist Renora was talking about the fast, my church, we started today on a fast, and we don't eat anything until 6 a.m., 6 p.m. today. And I just praise God because she's right on target. We do need to fast this body and seek more of God and less of ourselves. And don't be caught up in this world, the cares of life in this world. But we have to be caught up in Jesus, the things that he told us to do and pleasing in his sight. And as she was talking about, Evangelist Renard, you said, do we know him?
No, the stop, yes. The focus is Jesus enough?
Yes, he's enough. He's everything I need. I don't have to search for another. He's enough for me. But what I was going to paraphrase it, do we know that we know him? Although he's enough, but do you really know him as your person? Are you fulfilled of the joy in your heart? Are you keeping his commandments, walking even as he walked? Love of the brethren, overcoming the world and Satan, hatred of the world, being one with Christians, Holy Spirit anointing. I have scripture, but I'm just going through this. Knowing the truth that sets free, acknowledging God in Christ, doing righteousness, purifying ourselves, being born again, cleansing from sin, freedom from condemnation, indwelling spirit, faith, confessing Christ, receiving Christ, answering prayers. To be saved, one must keep his commandment, not merely start keeping them, but continue keeping them. And condition is to keep them upon this faith, only with God. Bless and say amen. Romans 1:5. So truly I do, he is enough for me. I praise God for the Spirit of the Lord. I praise God for what he's doing in my life. And the more I praise him, the more I'm excited for Jesus. The more I give him glory, the more I lift my hand. Hallelujah. And I surrender everything to the Lord. I praise God for my life, because no one brought me this far. Came brought me from a long way off.
Yeah.
I just praise God, because he is enough for me. I don't have to look for nothing. I don't have to look to the world. I don't have to look to the people that trying to offer you different things in the world. Jesus, I'm looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of my life. He gives me peace. He gives me joy in the midst of my trials and tribulations. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Free.
Hallelujah
from sin. Hallelujah. He filled me with his fruit. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness. Temperance, such as there is no law. Hallelujah. I praise the Lord because he is Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end. Hallelujah. He's a bright and morning star. Hallelujah. Glory to my spirit. Hallelujah. When
Hallelujah.
I praise the Lord, when I start praising God, I can't help but give him glory. I can't help but magnify his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When I look back over my life and I know God brought me over, nobody didn't bring me this far with Jesus. And he brought me, he won't leave me. He said he'd be with me to the end of the world. Hallelujah. There's a friend. Hallelujah. He's a friend. They'll never leave me nor forsake me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just praise the Lord. I give him all the glory and honor. Everything. Hallelujah. He is everything. Hallelujah.
You know.
Praise the Lord for Jesus Christ. I praise him. Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, we thank God.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because of his continual mercy. He's continually merciful. And he will keep you in perfect peace. He will, if you love him, if you really in him, because he's looking for righteous people. He's looking for holy people. Hallelujah. And we are his people and the sheep of his pasture. He said, enter his gates with thanksgiving, enter his courts with praise. Hallelujah. His hallelujah. Every morning, every evening, in the midnight hour. Hallelujah. I can truly give him praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to his holy name. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
There is
nobody
like him. There is nobody like Jesus. Nobody. Nobody. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I praise
Amen.
God.
Amen. Amen.
I praise the Lord for his spirit. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Thank you, Jesus. I just continually meditate on him day and night. Hallelujah. Now, you have to get hungry and thirsty after Jesus. A lot of people are so hungry for food, but Jesus is my spiritual food. Hungry and thirsty at his word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Well, we thank God for you, evangelist. God bless you this year. We're looking forward to some wonderful words from you this year from the Lord. So we just thank God for you. Amen. We're going evangelist. Priscilla, God bless you, woman of God.
Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Truly, I thank God for being always a privilege and a pleasure and an honor to be with the New Destiny Ministry. God, praise God for you, evangelist. Adrian Bernard, and all of the listeners, the evangelist Kinderman. God bless you, woman of God. Enjoyed you immensely. Amen. It's always wonderful. Such a great honor and privilege to have something to say for God. And even in as much as making that statement, just living for God, living in him and through him and abiding through him. And, you know, I just thank God for you, Daniel. You really did bring it out earlier in your prayer time and talking and speaking on, is Jesus enough? And you know where I'm at on that. I spoke on that on Monday last weekend. So you know where I stand, that with that Jesus is enough, he is more than enough. And you know, as evangelist Kinderman was speaking, the Lord just kind of quickened my spirit, my you know, he just quickened me to go to Second Chronicles and the first chapter, where Solomon is now king, successor of his father, who was King David. So now that Solomon has been made king by the desire, oh, yes, an honor of God, it was God exceedingly pleasure, amen, that he crowned him as the king now Israel. And so now that he's king, the Lord God appeared in the seventh verse of Second Chronicles, and he says, in that night did God appear unto Solomon and said unto him, ask, what is your desire? What would you like now that you are king over thousands and thousands of people?
Yeah.
And Solomon said unto God, thou shalt show great mercy unto David, my father, and has made me to reign in his stead. Now, O Lord God, just let my promise unto David my father be established, for thou hast made me king over a people like the dust of the earth in multitude. Give me now wisdom and knowledge that I may go out and come in before this people. Who can judge thy people that is so great? God said to Solomon, because this was in thy heart.
Mm-hmm.
All he asked for, that's all he wanted. That was enough.
Okay.
That was enough for King Solomon. God said unto him, because God, this was in thine heart, this is all he asked for, and thou hast not asked riches, wealth, or honor,
mm-hmm.
nor the life of thine enemies,
mm-hmm.
neither yet hast asked for long life, but hast asked wisdom and knowledge for thyself, that thou mayest judge my people, over whom I have made the king. Wisdom and knowledge is granted unto thee. I will give thee riches and wealth and honor, such as none of the kings have had that have been before me. Now look at that. Is Jesus enough? He's more than enough. He's enough and that more abundantly. John 10 and 10. The Gospel of John 10 and 10 says that very well. Those very two last words. Look at those two last words in verse 10 of Gospel of John and the 10th chapter. It says more abundantly. Period is the last two words of that. So he's more.
Mm-hmm.
Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly. The word didn't say now unto him who was able to do abundantly. No. It said now unto him who was able to do exceedingly abundantly. So Jesus is more than enough. God, because, you know, when you turn it around, are we doing enough? Now, that's another question there. Are we doing enough? Now, see, you cover that, Evangelist Bernard. Are we doing more than enough? Are we doing enough? Now, that's where the question is. And the scripture says, all have sinned and come short. Some of us are still coming short.
Mm-hmm.
Man doesn't measure up in the same capacity than that of God. God does what he gonna do. He is more than enough. Oh, yes, he is. But we got to measure up. This is a new year that God has blessed us. He has given us. He has called us to enter therein. Into the gate of a new, brand new era, a new time. What are we going to do about it? We're always hollering. Girl, happy new year, child. We're calling on the phone, texting all down the street to strangers. Happy new year. Bless you. So what? How are you going to have it? So what are you going to do about it? How will you ever have it? What are you going to do with it now that you're saying happy new year? You got to end up with that. We have to seek the face of God more than ever. Bless God, bless our evangelist Benoit, bless your heart. She's going into a 21-day fast starting Sunday. These are the times, this is the way we ought to start off the Happy New Year. How do you start having that? You ain't going to have no Happy New Year bringing and toting and dragging. Tagging and loading in a bunch of that mess you carried over there in 2012, all of those problems, all of that sin that you in and still in, and toting that up in this new year. You ain't having no happy new year carrying that same stuff.
Amen.
maybe not. So praise the Lord. To have a happy new year is Jesus enough. All coincide. We need to seek more of him. We need to seek more of him and to experience and enjoy this more than enough, our Lord and Savior. Yeah, that's the only way you're going to experience it. You got to taste. The scripture says, oh, taste it. Psalm 34:8. Oh, taste for yourself and see. Don't just only take my word for it. What the word is saying, I'm only saying what the word is saying here. Taste and see for yourself that he is more than enough. He's more than good. Praise the name of the Lord. God bless you, Evangelist. I'm letting go right now.
Amen, amen. Thank you for those nuggets from Evangelist Cinnamon and Evangelist Lucilla. Truly, that's our destiny focus this week. Is Jesus enough? But she said we should, as I said earlier, we should be saying, are we doing enough? This is a year where we need to add. We need to add to our faith. And go back to 2 Peter 1 and read what you need to add to your life where it can be rich and fulfilling. I'm not talking about rich with houses and land and fur coats and, you know, hoarding all of this food in our warehouses. I'm not talking about that kind of richness, but I'm talking about the richness of the word, the richness of doing God's will. You know, I want to do God's divine will. I want his divine will to be fully implemented in my life. And if that means I don't need or don't get, I won't say need, if I don't get but 4 or 5 hours of sleep, that's enough for me. Because if I'm doing God's will, guess what? God will preserve my going out and my coming in. He said, I'm blessed in the city. I'm blessed in the field. I'm blessed when I come. I'm blessed when I go. You know, people size you up on what they can visibly see in the natural. Hallelujah. Even as they sized up Peter, you know, they said Peter was ignorant and unlearned. But one thing they had to attest to, they said Peter had been with Jesus. And that's all I want to do. As long as I'm in his presence, hallelujah, I have everything that I need. I remember as I'm sitting here thinking right now how I was working at the church, and I had a navigator, and I owed about, I think, like over $12,000 left on that car. And they called me, and I was paying my car. I called them to pay my monthly note, and they said, we don't even have an account anymore. Your account is closed. And I said, what? They say your account is closed. I said, so I had to gather myself, and I was like, how is my account closed? I pay this thing every month. So I waited about 2 more days, and then I called back, and I got confirmation from another representative that my account was paid in full. And I said, Lord, I begin to ask Evangelist Kim and Evangelist Lucille. I saw Sister Doris. She dropped off. How in the world?
And I, Sister Stafford, can't get to the phone at this second.
Hello? Can you all still hear me?
I'm here.
Yes, I hear you. Okay, all right. I don't know what happened. It's like somebody else came on the line. But anyway, as I was saying, when I called and got confirmation from another representative, she said, yeah, your account is paid in full. As a matter of fact, we're processing your pink slip. You know, and once you get the pink slip, that's it. Ain't no lien hold on that. And surely in about 3 to 5 business days, I had the pink slip. God had paid that car note off for me.
I'm telling you, and I testified about it. God paid it off. I don't know what happened, what kind of mess up or whatever, but I know one thing. I received that blessing. I received that blessing because I was putting in some hours at the church, doing work for the church, trying to build up the ministry. And I said, you need to know, once you take care of God's business, God will take care of your business. I tell you, he paid that note off for me over $12,000. I didn't owe those people a dime, and they sent me the pink slip for the vehicle. So I have a witness. My cousin can attest to it, Pastor Karina. So I tell you, when you take care of God's business, don't worry about nothing. When you take care of God's business, God, as I always say, he's obligated to his children. That's just like your children. When you gave birth to them, you had an obligation to your children. And if you don't fulfill that obligation as a nation in society, when you don't take care of your children, they'll take those children from you and put them in a foster care and put them with some families that will love them, that will, well, many of them don't love them, but they'll nourish and nurture them. And that's what God will do. So God takes care of his children. He takes care of his own. So we just need to trust God this year. We need to continue to add. Look for what you can do. Sometimes I feel like I'm not doing enough. I'm not doing enough for the Lord. I wish I could give my fullness to the work of the ministry. That's how much I love taking care of God's business. I love ministry. I love the people of God. I love serving. I love coordinating. I love being able to expound. I just love being a part of God's royal family. And if you're in love with the Lord, then you have to love his people, because he asked his disciples, he said, now, how can you say you love me, whom you've never seen? Well, his disciples walked with him, so they seen him. But he's asking us a question. How can we profess to love him and we've never seen him? Yet I see Evangelist Brucilla, I see Evangelist Kinnaman, I see Sister Dawn every day when we're able to see one another. And I profess I love the Lord, but I can't love my brother and my sister. Something is wrong with that picture. You better go back to the drawing board, because that ain't right. You can't profess to love God if you don't love your neighbor. You don't love your brethren. You don't love your pastor. You love the pastor, but you dishonor and disregard his wife. You can't do that. Now, sometimes we don't like some of people's personalities. You know, we have personality clashes, and that happens. But that still don't entitle you to mistreat or disrespect or be rude to somebody just because you don't like their personality. He didn't tell you to like them. He said, love your neighbor as thyself, huh? A new commandment that I leave you. So we have to learn how to add. I want to add something. I want to add to my faith this year. And as I went to 2 Peter, that is telling me what Peter is telling us what we need to add to our faith. It's more than faith. Faith alone cannot save us, people. Faith alone will not get us in heaven. We have to have the full package. We have to have the full package. And somebody said, oh, well, if I have to lose an eye, if I have to lose a limb, as long as I make it in, it's all right. So we bless the Lord for you all on today. I'm going to my sister Dawn, and I really just thank the Lord for my sister Dawn. She has been with us since the inception of this broadcast, and I tell you, she's on her job every day. She's off on Mondays, and even when she's off, she tunes in to listen to a time of reflection. So I just want to know, Dawn, that we love you and we appreciate your support of this ministry. We appreciate your contributions and, you know, just coming and being a participant on this broadcast. So God bless you. Would you like to have some words?
Well, no, I enjoyed the message today. I enjoyed Sister Kimmelman and Cummins and you, and I enjoyed everything. I was at work. I was doing something for Miss Mother at the time, but God bless you. I got the message.
Okay, well, tell Miss Mata. Miss Mata is what, 92 years old?
She'll be 93 this year in May.
92 years old, going on 93. Well, tell Miss Mata a happy New Year's. We wish her our best, and we're going to continue to pray for her.
She listens to everything you say, baby. Believe me, that's
Miss Mata. Okay, well, tell Miss Mata happy New Year's. We love you, and we feel as though you are part of this broadcast. You are part of God's family, and we love you, and we appreciate you, and we thank God for the kindness that you administer to my sister and her caring for you and your niece. We just appreciate you, and we're going to keep you and your sons and your daughters in our prayers, and God bless you to live more healthier lives. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So we just want you all to tune in with us on tomorrow. We'll be back on the line again. Our destiny focus is Jesus enough? So we're going to ask Evangelist Kimmelman to have the final remarks and ask her to close us out with a word of prayer. And we want you all to remember, mark your calendars for January the 6th. And those of you that are planning to go on this 21-day fast with this ministry, please let me know. I want to know who all is going on the fast. And remember, that's one meal a day. Try to refrain from any sugars and chocolates and all of this caffeine and these other greasy foods and fried foods. Let's stay away from that. Let's put some fish and some vegetables and some minerals in our bodies. Amen. And some water. Drink as much water as you possibly can. Amen. So God bless you. We're going to ask Evangelist Kinnaman to close us out with the final remarks and a word of prayer.
Yes. Jesus wants us to take care of our bodies, this physical body. And we're not taking care of the body. You know, it's like we're not doing what God say do. We have to take care of our physical body. Because our body needs rest. Our body, I know there's times people may work so many hours, they get home, they don't have enough sleep. But our body is made for at least 8 hours a day. So rest your body, eat good fruit, like Evangelist Bernard was saying, drink a lot of water and fluid. And what causes ailment in people's body? We're not eating right. I'm talking about the people in the church as a whole. You have ailments and one thing goes wrong to your body and there's something else going wrong. Then you run to the doctor. But the Lord had told us take care of our body, take care of ourselves. And the consequences, you reap it if you don't. I just praise God for this day. And I thank God for the word. Everything was said. I receive the word of God in my heart. Oh, Heavenly Father, I thank you, God, Jesus. I thank you, God, for the ministry. I thank you, God, for your people, Lord. God, just bless your people, Lord. You said, Lord Jesus, you will bless us, Lord. If we do what you say, you will keep us and protect us and cover with your blood. Lord, you said in your word, God, nothing shall come against us, God. Nothing around us, nothing. Lord, because you are surrounding us with your love. You're surrounded with your protection. And God, we thank you for your protection, Lord. Lord, we know we're living in an evil day. Hallelujah. And Lord, we know you are soon to come. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, just touch our family, Lord. Heal their mind and deliver their soul from the pits of the hell. Hallelujah. Even now, God, Jesus. And Lord, you said this generation, our generation, shall be blessed and not cursed. And we denounce every demonic spirit, every evil spirit, every lying spirit of the people of God. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, hallelujah. And God, continue, Lord, keep us focused, Lord. Keep our minds stayed on you, Lord. Day and night, God, keep us, Lord. And hallelujah, praising your name and magnify you, Lord. And hallelujah, Lord Jesus, let
love abiding inside of us, God. Hallelujah. God be loved, Jesus. Yes, Lord, you said, Lord, we are your chosen one, the chosen generation. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your mighty word. Thank you, God, because your word won't go out far. It will accomplish what you send it today on this broadcast in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, I continue, Lord, we'll continue praising, Lord. We'll continue to do what you say do, Lord. We'll continue, Lord, to love God in spite of love those unlovely people. Hallelujah. We love them, Lord, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts. Keep us, Lord, and protect us. And keep us, Lord. Keep us from everything. And, Lord, just minister to our spirit day and night, God, and we will be the daughters and sons you are calling for these last and evil days, God. And we praise your mighty name. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, we'll see you on tomorrow. Thank God for Evangelist Lucille. Evangelist Doris was with us. She dropped off. So we just thank God for all of you all. And certainly, again, we'd like to wish you a beautiful and successful and prosperous new year. We're closing out with I Believe. Let this song just minister to your heart. And we bless you and we thank you. And we certainly appreciate all the contributions, all of the support, all of our listeners that go into the chat room and to the archives. We appreciate you. Continue to listen. Continue to be encouraged. Continue to let Jesus be your all in all. And God, in Jesus' mighty name, have a Jesus day.
This keeps me going on those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
I believe the storm will soon be over. I believe the rain will go away.
I want you to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide.
God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive. Oh, I believe that
God
is able.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's going to do it for you. Fire, take it up.
I believe. God will fix it.
Yes, he will.
If you just believe,
just believe.
Oh, that God can get better.
Oh,
I know you've been God, it's gonna get better. With a single parent, go in the room and ground your children. Put your arms around them and let them know it's gonna get better. Yes, I do believe. Yes, I do believe.
You need to call somebody right now and tell them God's gonna do it.
Remember this.
Your storm is over. I believe. Your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe. You'll make it through it. Oh, I believe.
Excited about your future.
Have a good one. Love all of you all. Happy New Year.